Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you for joining us for a podcast. If you are a regular listener, we appreciate your commitment to being on this journey with us. And if you are a first-time listener, thank you for joining us. And please go back and listen to some of our previous podcasts. So, you know, we thought we'd talk a little bit about post-Halloween purging.
Yes, Halloween was just a week ago.
I know. Crazy, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Here we are in November already. Yeah. Just swiftly moving through the month.
It's crazy. This year has just flown by. I can't believe it. Every time, right before our son goes to bed every night, he has this big calendar on his closet. And he makes a point every night to take a marker and mark off the next day on, you know, the current day on the calendar. And I just, you know, every night that I watch him do this, and I've just watched him tick away the year, and he ticked away tonight, and I was like, well, there goes November. You know, I just feel like, here we go, we're moving into November already, you know, and it's crazy how fast these years are going. They say that life is like a roll of toilet paper. That it just, it goes faster at the end.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Yeah. You know, that's great. I have heard that, but I haven't heard it for a while.
Yeah. But it feels like, but even our kids have been like, man, this year is really fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys aren't supposed to be thinking that. You guys are supposed to be thinking, time is slow. But anyway. So we had Halloween last week. And Halloween is a tough holiday for us because we try not to let the kids have too much candy in general most of the year.
We try.
Yeah. And, you know, but it's school. I mean, they're constantly being given stuff, you know. So it's really, really hard to raise a super healthy child these days.
It really is.
And at Halloween, you know, you kind of have to let loose a little bit and let them do their thing. And so on Halloween night, I mean, of course, we went trick-or-treating. We went to a party with some other families, and we had a really good time. It was nice. We got to meet some new people and went out trick-or-treating in a new neighborhood. So that was cool. And, you know, of course, the kids collected like 9,000 pieces of candy, you know, each. And then they come back and they sit down on the ground and they sort it all out. And I'll trade you this for that. And, you know, like they're actually going to eat all 9,000 pieces of candy that they're trading. But, you know, the whole time they're eating candy, you know, and we're just kind of watching, shaking our head because we know the outcome. You know, we know what's going to happen a few days later.
Yeah. And, well, it even happened to me, too.
Yeah.
You know, which, by the way, where did you put that bowl of candy?
Yeah, so every year the candy comes home and it gets put into a big bowl.
Yes, which we end up throwing that out like a few months from now.
Yeah, but no, but I hide it. That's the first thing I do is I hide it because if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, which is totally true because when the kids wake up in the morning, if it's there in front of them, they will want to eat all of it. But if I put it away, they won't even notice it's gone and they don't even ask for it.
Right.
That night they did. Well, where's the candy? They realized where's the candy that I worked so hard for the night before. And I told them they had to leave the room so that I can take the candy out so they wouldn't see where it was. So they were so upset. We want to know where the candy is. Nope. You have to leave the room. Go to the other room. Close your eyes. So they did. And I pulled this ginormous bowl of candy out and they got to go pick through it and pick one thing that they wanted. Right. And they've done that. I think since Halloween, we've probably done that 3 or 4 times. Right. And it's been about a week since Halloween.
Yeah. So tomorrow will be 1 week.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be 1 week. And so, you know, that night, we went to the party, which, like Tina said, was really a lot of fun. Met a lot of new people and just had a nice time. But, you know, there was all sorts of party food and wine and, you know, and it was a Monday night.
Yeah, it was a Monday. It was a weird Monday night.
Yeah, it was a Monday night. But
when we were driving home, I felt like it was a Friday. And I was like, oh, we could sleep in tomorrow. And the kids were like, we've got to go to school tomorrow. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I have work. You have school. We got to get up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think I paid for it on, let me see. I think by Friday my headache was over. But Wednesday and Thursday, I had a headache, which is usually my detox kind of headache
that
I get when I know I've eaten something that's that's not good. And yeah. probably the combination of you know, the mix of food and the wine and the candy, because mm-hmm. of course I had to have some candy because it was Halloween.
Of course.
You know, so yeah. And you know, the kids, I mean, one of our twins has had a runny nose.
Yes, the runny nose and the slight, and she's slightly warm. She doesn't have a fever, but she's slightly warm because she's battling something. You know, they're detoxing, right? And I remember when they were babies and they were exposed to a candy or something that they weren't used to eating, 2 days later they'd get the runny nose. It's just the mucus. It's just the purging, right? So that's one way. The other twin got the mouth sore. Mm-hmm. Got the sore. She'd got like a little canker sore in her mouth, and she'd never had a canker sore before, so she was freaking out. And I just told her, I'm like, baby, it's your body is getting out all the stuff, you know. And she did not like that one bit, because you know, we were battling that for a couple of days where she had a hard time eating food, you know, because she had this cancer sore that was burning on the inside of her mouth. So that was her. And then our son, who he's, you know, he's in this, he's 10, right? So he's getting ready to lose all of his teeth and everything. And it was, I think, Thursday morning, he shows us his gum had like an abscess, mm-hmm. right? And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, like what next? Ended up taking him to the dentist only to find that he had these teeth that were very loose and he probably got some gunk in there, right, from all the stuff we're eating, and he just had an infection, yeah. you know. And this is just the type of stuff that we see all the time with the, you know. And I have a lot of patients who talk to me about when they start to purge, mm-hmm. you know, what they experience. And it could be anything from mouth sores to an itchy scalp to
headaches
to
just not like having body aches,
right.
and just, or just, you know, just in general,
skin
not feeling
irritations.
Well.
Yes. A big one is stuff coming out in the skin.
Yeah.
Like if somebody
acne.
Tells me I have a rash or eczema or consistently, or they have a lot of acne, it's your body purging. Okay. That's all purging. It's your skin is your largest organ. So anything that's trying to come out of the skin is telling you that you've got stuff gunk in the
yeah.
body that's trying to come out, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are all really normal things. So, you know, we try to tell the kids ahead of time, by the way, you're going to eat 4 more candies? Okay, well, you know, you're not going to feel good in a few days. And I know, Mommy, it's okay. You know, and then 4 days later, they're crying because they can't eat food because they have a canker sore. But it's all good. You know, they have to learn on their own,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And one of our twins, which is funny because she's the one that tends to eat more candy than the other one, like at school and stuff. Like mm-hmm. if somebody gives her candy, she'll eat it every mm-hmm. time, whereas the other twin won't. So the one twin that eats the candy all the time, she actually said yesterday in the car, she says, you know, I don't think I'm going to eat candy anymore, Mommy. And first of all, I was like, really? Like, come on, you know? But she kind of being serious. Like,
yeah.
I think I'm done with candy. You know, like one of the kids at the theater that they perform at, they get candy when they do their shows,
mm-hmm.
right? And one of the kids is really health conscious. And when we were running the candy area, she said, I'm going to donate my candy back to the theater because mm-hmm. I don't want to eat the candy, right? And you should have seen the twins look, because they look up to this girl, right? And they're like, oh, well, I didn't know you could do that. Like, I want to donate my candy bag. I don't need to eat the candy. And mm-hmm. I was like, praise Jesus. Like,
yeah, no, it's great. Yeah.
You know, definitely. When they see other kids being healthy, you know,
yeah,
and
this is
good
a young girl. Well, how old is she? Like 12?
She's 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no, it definitely made an impression on the twins.
Yes.
And
I think that's what I think helped put the one twin like in the position of, you know what? I don't have to eat the candy.
Right.
You know,
it's interesting because when you actually make a decision and decide, you know what, I'm not going to eat sweets anymore. I'm going to make an effort. I'm going to go and work out. I'm going to drink more water. That actually puts you in a position of power because
mm-hmm.
you're taking control of the situation and you're taking care of yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it puts you, I mean, you know, I know plenty of people, and I do this. I know plenty of people, though, that maybe they'll bring a lunch to the endoscopy or to the office, and, you know, and it's not the healthiest lunch. And there will be, you know, especially at the endoscopy center, there's one doc in particular that usually will say, no, I can't eat that. I'm going to eat this. Mm-hmm. And I usually do the same thing. I'll bring my own stuff, and depending on what they have there, but I may have something if I feel it's fairly healthy, mm-hmm. somewhat healthy, but most of the time it's not. It's really not.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I just say, you know, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But, mm-hmm. you know, if they're telling me, here, serve yourself, I say, you know what, I actually have my own, but I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You know, and it puts you in a power position, in a position of power, because mm-hmm. then people are asking, hey, well, why? And, mm-hmm. and, or, you know, it makes people question, and then you can share with them, and then they're like, oh, okay, that's great. You know, so I think that it's awesome to make these decisions and to be intentional, because it feels good. Mm-hmm. It feels good because what you're trying to do is take care of yourself. And yes, it's hard, and there's temptations out there, and you know, you may crave things. I mean, I get into situations where I'm craving certain stuff, but it also feels good to say, you know what? Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. I've got to take care of myself, because when I don't feel good, right. or because I just need to take care of myself, because I want to be able to live a healthy life. It's more fun, and I want to be around for a while to enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, my children and hopefully grandchildren, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth.
Yes. I even noticed, like, with the drug rep lunches, how mm-hmm. they've shifted, right? Because when we started eating healthier, and the drug reps, you know, they typically don't bring super healthy lunches, and you weren't eating the drug rep lunches, they were asking, well, why aren't you eating, Dr. Cruz? And you're like, well, I don't really eat that anymore. You know, I don't really eat meat. Because normally they bring meat on everything, right. you know? And now I've noticed in the last year, like, they're starting to bring more vegetarian options for mm-hmm. you, which, that's the thing. If you share with people, they deliver.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. You just have to. You have to let them know.
Right.
You have to let them know. And yeah, the drug reps have been really great about you know, when you know they'll be like, oh,
salads.
I brought this. This is vegetarian,
right.
or this is more vegetable based. It's great.
Yeah.
They definitely will.
Yeah, or they're bringing salads along with the lunches.
Lots of salads,
so that, yeah, you can have lettuce. And,
but,
yeah.
you know, so now we're getting into the thick of the holidays. Mm-hmm. We're coming into Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's. So a lot of celebrating, a mm-hmm. lot of parties.
The shows are already on TV for Halloween, for Christmas cookies.
Yes.
And Christmas, you know, treats and sweets and
That's right.
everything.
That's right. So look, I mean, We're all going to enjoy some treats here and there, okay? And you know, and we're not going to sit here and tell you can't eat those things and you need to avoid them and stay away from the parties. No, I mean, we're going to go to parties, mm-hmm. and we're going to, you know, to partake of whatever treats and goodies they have there. But I think that what can we do in the meantime to, you know, to kind of help off balance the bad.
Right.
You know, drink a lot of fluids.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water. Hydrate well.
And just don't overdo it.
Yeah, don't overdo it. You don't have to, like, eat the whole platter of cookies.
Yeah, do it in moderation. I mean, you know, enjoy, but don't overdo it, right? To where at the end you're like, why did I do that?
Right.
Right? Like, do it to enjoy it, but then be done.
Right.
You know when to stop.
And so a few things are I just mentioned the water. I can't emphasize how important hydrating is, all right? I mean, flushing out the toxins and just keeping you well hydrated, even though we're getting into the cool part of the year, mm-hmm. you know, winter time where
we tend to drink less.
Where we tend to drink less, but drink more. Drink more,
mm-hmm.
and you know, help your body to keep well hydrated, mm-hmm. and it allows you to be able to flush the toxins out easier.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're not on a probiotic, get on a probiotic.
Those are the things we do with our kids.
That's right. Get on a probiotic every
day. Anything, it's they're taking their probiotic, you know, for sure, more than they normally do, and they're pumping the water.
That's right. Eat a lot of greens.
Yeah.
Eat a lot of greens. If you need to get on a greens powder, you know, get some powder, get some greens capsules.
Yeah, or gastro greens.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You can order those online. But those are some things that you can do to just help help you out throughout the holidays, mm-hmm. okay? So that your body isn't so overwhelmed with all of the treats, mm-hmm. you know, all the sweets and all the other...
The huge meals.
Huge meals, mm-hmm. all of the other things that we do to our poor bodies during the festivities, you know, it's part of it. It's Absolutely. Part of it. And you can still enjoy it and still keep somewhat healthy.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that wraps up the Halloween Purging podcast. We look forward to catching you on the next podcast.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.